5 people are spending the winter at the camp, which has already seen more than a foot of snow. Spokesman Paul Demain says the camp has visitors every day, and several dozen people could attend the feast.
When you go up there, always seems to be an abundance of food, fry bread, coffee, and conversation. I think we want to get together and feel good about what we've accomplished to date, and that is public awareness about protecting clean air, clean water.
Demain says the camp's purpose is also about protecting the treaty rights of the Ojibwe tribes to hunt and harvest food in ceded territory, and appreciating that food is a big part of the Giving Thanks celebration.
The Harvest Education Learning Project is not just about protesting the mine. It's a resource protection camp. We're looking out for all those things that can't speak for themselves out there that provide us human beings with sustenance in that whole chain of food.
Demain says the meal will feature several foods found in the area, most likely including wild turkey, venison, and bear meat. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.